Merry King's Day. Merry King's Day to you all. And welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown, coming at you once again, good people. It's been too damn long, and that's y'all words. Mine too, to tell you the truth. But it's good to be back, family. It's good to talk to y'all again, family. I hope everything's been going well. Good God, 2021 been popping off. I hope everything's been going all right for you. It doesn't seem like too much of a hectic 2021, besides, you know, when they stormed the Capitol and all that shit. But, you know, it's pretty, last year, it seems like a pretty normal year right now. We're not really, you know, I don't want to knock on wood. You feel me? I don't want to jinx nothing, but knock on wood. So, Valentine's Day has rolled around the corner once again. And I know last year we celebrated King's Day, and to tell you the truth, we still celebrate King's Day around here, but Valentine's Day does have its own merit, even if not paid attention and not credible over here. It does have its own merit. You do got to give Valentine's Day the credit, because people do celebrate that as an actual holiday. So happy Valentine's Day to all y'all out there, to all y'all lovebirds out there, to all y'all people lovers out there, all that good stuff. I really hope y'all are having a wonderful Valentine's Day. In all honesty, King's Day this year is more of a relaxation, chill day. Not really, because we'll probably be working on music and a couple other things, a couple other projects today just to keep things up and running. Because I know I am so behind schedule, and I know, like I said, it's been a long time since y'all done heard from good old Vince. And I know some of y'all been pissed off at good old Vince, like, how is this nigga going to talk about consistency, but yet can't bring his ass on his own goddamn podcast? Hey, man, listen, to tell you a lie would be wrong, because I don't really like to lie. So I'll tell you this. Right? It isn't even that I've been deep into the music lately. This is one of those times where, honestly, I've been a little bit of a slump. Like, January was a bit of a tough month to get my work really going strong in the direction I wanted to go. Not my job, but you understand what I'm saying when I talk about the music and all that stuff like that. And this is not even making excuses. I put that shit all on me. At the end of the day, you know, my life is my life. So what fucks up in my life is on me. I can put that on me. I can take that L. I can be the nigga to take them hits. So I can say, yeah, January was a tough month, but I could have made it better. It just didn't work out better. You know what I'm saying? But doesn't matter. We still here. I can tell you one of the great things that happened to me in January. I can tell you two of them. All right. First thing, y'all go stream Vinzel on vinyl everywhere. Because your boy Vinzel's still out here, baby. We still got more music coming. It ain't over yet. Production hasn't necessarily stopped, my nigga. We just got a little hiatus right now. A little pause going on. That's okay. That's okay, but we still working. We still making other musical moves and shit. Music is not an afterthought. It's still the forethought. It's still the one in front. This is what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's not a question. That's not a option, really. We have an entire empire to grow and to make bigger. So to stop now is outlandish. But as far as the period in which we've been in, it's been a little bit of hiatus, and I can tell y'all that. It's kind of like when a good shooter gets in a shooting slump. You know, you got to work his way out of that slump. And I'm just working my way out of that slump. You know, it's at times it can feel like the walls of the world are closing in. But, man, we Gucci. We're Gucci. So, I can tell you the second thing that happened to me in January. This happened toward the end of January. Shout out to my homeboy, Peyton. I love my friends. We went on another trip, y'all. Another trip. Yeah. Went back to the mountains. Different mountains this time, right? And now, I will say this. Shout out to my normal barber. But he couldn't help me out this time. I really do. He couldn't help me out this time. He had some other things come up. That's his own business. I'm not going to put him out there like that. But if y'all are in need of a great haircut, not even a good haircut, I can't send you to nobody that's going to give you a good haircut. If you are in need of a great haircut, please, please, please. And I got people coming up to me all the time. Vince, who cut your hair? Vince, who cut your hair? Vince, who cut your hair? So, If y'all are in need of a great haircut, man, holla at my boy Kelvin, a.k.a. Mush, down there at the Gentleman's Club on Courthouse. Man, oh, man, Mush and Uncle Kev had me up in there cracking up last time I was in there, y'all. Like, and bad thing was, like, I had to go on a trip that Friday. And my barber, I think, canceled on me that Monday. So I was like, damn, I need a barber before this trip. Like, I had a whole week to see if I could try to, you know, figure this thing out. And hit my man Mush up, because me and Mush went to school together, to tell you the truth. That was a bad boy on that football field. That boy bad. That cornerback cover anybody. Wide receiver, the boy catch anything. He'll burn your ass, too. Don't even, that's bad boy. So I hit my boy Mush up, because I know Mush had been practicing his craft, and I know he had been working his skills up, and I know he had been really doing his thing and really been staying up on his grind. Like, I really do. I respect that shit, man. Like, I did a podcast, I think, a little while back on, like, amateur barbers, like 2 years ago or something like that, because I was seeing a lot of amateur barbers pop up. But the difference is between the amateur barbers that just pop up are the ones that stay are the real ones, the ones that were really trying to do this thing. And I can give Mush that credit. Like, Mush stayed in there. Mush got his craft right. Like, Mush been flipping and whipping them heads, to tell you the truth, man. Call Mush, Kelvin, whatever you want to call him. Give Mush a call. The Gentleman's Club over there on Courthouse Road, man. Uncle Kev, he be up in there. Like I said, he had me cracking up. Like, he the one that... Go holler at my boy. Go holler at the Gentleman's Club, man. Like, they going to be the ones to get y'all hair right. And I will. I got to give him that credit. Like, Mush, I appreciate you, dog. I appreciate you coming through on a whim, having me slide through on that Wednesday. Man, gave me one of the most crisp ball fades I have ever had in my life. Even had my beard with a line so sharp. Ooh-wee. You would have used that to cut up them goddamn classroom projects you was doing in art class. Because that's how sharp it was. Mush had me looking right. And Mush, I appreciate you, dog. I really do. Because I went on that trip to the mountains, man, and we had a wonderful time. You know, you always know that feeling when you hop out that barber chair and you go, ah, ha, ha. That's what I was looking like. I was looking like, ah, ha, ha. You feel me? That's the energy I had when I hopped out the chair. So, Mush, thank you so much, bro. I appreciate y'all. Uncle Kev, appreciate you having me laughing, dog. Y'all go down to the Gentleman's Club on Courthouse, man. You will not be disappointed. I can promise you that. So then we hit the mountains. We hit the trip. I can tell y'all right now, maybe you ain't been seeing the weather around here lately, but it's been snowing a lot. This the winter I was waiting for last year, but winter said, nah, I'm not going to pull up. I waited for winter all year long last year, and she ain't come through. She waited till 2021 to come through. And the first time she came through in full force, where was I at? In the goddamn mountains. I said, damn. And it ain't even snow in the mountains either. That's the worst part about it. It didn't even snow in the mountains. I'm up in the mountains. It's snowing where I'm at. It's snowing where I'm supposed to be. Not where I'm at. Like, it's snowing where I live at. That's what I meant to say. It's snowing where I live at. Ain't even snowing in the mountains. Everybody wait for snow in the mountains. Everybody wait for snow in the mountains. Nope, no snow in the mountains. Snow where I live at. So I had to come back home to snow. I said, ain't this some shit? All right, that's fine. That's fine. Right, but in all honesty, man, we went up there and we had a great time. Like, to be in that mountain air and that mountain atmosphere truly is just, it's so peaceful and so serene, man. It's like, it's almost the effect of looking out at the water and feeling that stillness, like, when you're out there and you're just looking at the mountains. And we even had, I think it was like a pond or like a lake or something like that where we were at. So we could go out and it'd be mountains and a lake. You know, so I'm like, oh, this is whole different. This ain't like a loading truck. So I'm not in the truck today. Like, this is actually some peaceful, serene, relaxing type stuff, man. Like, when you throw them boxes down every day, you don't really be thinking about peace and serene that much. You just be thinking about getting out that truck and going home. So to actually be able to take a second to unwind and relax, man, I'd like to thank Tia, Peyton. Tell you the truth, Tia, Peyton, because they're the ones that invited me on that trip. I thank Kiana for rolling with me. I thank Akil and Joey for coming through and having me cracking up on that trip too. I thank Jamisa for having me rolling. And I thank Juwan for being a dumbass. I waited to say Juwan's name because he always loved to wonder if I'm going to say his name or not. Yes, Cuzzo, you too. But I honestly had a wonderful time while I was up there, man. You know, I couldn't ask for more. I couldn't ask for better. I couldn't ask for more peaceful. Honestly, it was dope. It was dope. Came back from the mountains. I think we chilled out that week or whatever. And then, yeah, this kind of going to be like an update podcast because I know it's been a while since we didn't, you know, talked and everything, family. So, came back from the mountains, right? I think worked about a week, maybe like 2 weeks, something like that, whatever, whatever. And what, matter of fact, no, it was a week. It was a week. I'm not going to go back and check the dates. I ain't really worried about that much. But I know that the Super Bowl was last week. Okay? That's the point I'm trying to get to right now. I'm trying to talk about the Super Bowl. Because I know, one, all my sports fans were sick when they saw that shit, man. Unless you were a Tom Brady fan or a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, you were sick. Because it was like, damn, who the hell let Tom Brady get a 7th ring? For what? What does he need 7 rings for? Michael Jordan only had 6, didn't he? Huh? Ain't that all it takes to be the GOAT? 6? No? So, if Tom Brady has 7 rings, does that make Tom Brady the GOAT? Like, the greatest of all time? Or do we not measure GOATs by that no more? Like, I saw somebody was like, well, Tiger Woods the GOAT, and Serena Williams the GOAT, and Cristiano Ronaldo the GOAT, and all that. You know, it's a lot of GOATs. But, you know, like, I guess in the world of football, like, Tom Brady's a GOAT. You can say what you want. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like New England Patriots. You don't have to like Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But all I know is every team that man has been a part of has brought home a championship. You can even say it about LeBron. It took LeBron 2 tries in Cleveland to do it, but he did it. He did it in Los Angeles. He did it in Miami. That's GOAT status. Like, when you can go somewhere and you take that team to the level of y'all winning a championship, that's GOAT status. Like, I know this is a whole different time period, but if you go back to when Michael Jordan was with the Wizards, if Michael Jordan had took the Wizards to an NBA championship, we'd have a whole nother conversation about Michael Jordan. Y'all would act like y'all know who LeBron James was if Michael Jordan had took the Wizards to a championship. If anybody had said LeBron's the GOAT, y'all would have looked at him like, yo, y'all are smoking dope. Until he takes the Wizards to a 7th, I don't want to hear from him. Whole difference, you feel me? So I know y'all had to be hurt as everybody watched Patrick Mahomes run for his life. I honestly was a little bit scared for him, to tell you the truth. Oh, man, that boy was running. They said he ran 500 yards just to throw a pass. Like, pre-pass running yards just so he can get his feet set and throw the ball, if he did that, 497 yards. 500 yards to throw a pass. You know how much the defense has to be on your ass to throw a pass? For you to run 500 yards? I don't think y'all get it. I don't think y'all do. In a game, a spectacular running back will have 200 yards rushing. That's going forward. Oh, okay. We don't want to have that conversation. That's fine. That's fine. We can go past that one. Y'all say go past that one? Okay, that's fine. Everybody started looking at me like, oh, Vince, we don't want to talk about it. You know, our team wasn't in there. My team wasn't in there either. Hell, I can't wait for my team to have a goddamn name. Hashtag Washington football team to the Super Bowl next year. Y'all gonna be sick when it says, oh, the football team has won the Super Bowl. We're gonna have the most generic ass shirts. It's gonna have a W on it, and it's gonna say football team, and it's gonna say Super Bowl. It's gonna look like you tried to buy them jumps at, like, I don't know if y'all remember when A&N was a store.
It looked like y'all tried to buy like the Kohl's restock shelf. Like, it's gonna look bad, but it's gonna be an authentic Washington football team Super Bowl shirt. That's all I know. Wait for it next year. All my friends gonna call me crazy. That's fine. I know I'm crazy. I'm insane. I ain't worried about y'all. Washington football team to the chip. Now, I'd say the best part about this year's Super Bowl to me was the halftime show. And that's saying something, because normally, like, the halftime show wouldn't really, like, you know, interest me that much. To me, the most interesting halftime show I've ever seen might be Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Call it what you want. So The Weeknd came through and said, you know what? I don't even need a Super Bowl budget. Y'all can have it. The Weeknd spent $7 million of his own money to make the Super Bowl exactly what he envisioned. And to tell you the truth, I agree with The Weeknd's vision more than I agree with the normal Super Bowl, you know, promoters or organizers or whatever. Reason why is because a Super Bowl halftime show is supposed to take up the field. Everybody else stayed on the stage and do their thing on the stage, and they might get a little more stage. And nah, The Weeknd went in the stage, on the stage, under the stage, off the stage, on the field, center of the field. He was everywhere doing his halftime show. And yeah, it was sped up and all that stuff like that, but that man was hitting. You got to give credit where credit is due. Like, the Weeknd was doing this shit. Like, I respected The Weeknd so much more after that halftime show. And I'm, like, not even a Weeknd fan like that. I love his style, and I learned from his style musically myself. But I'm not really listening to The Weeknd that much. I try not to, but I'm just not into sad shit like that. But it's like, The Weeknd has some sad music now. Everybody go, well, Vince, why you avoid sad? We had a conversation later. We ain't worried about that shit. But, you know, and even with this new surgery The Weeknd had, hey, man, I think The Weeknd look better without the surgery. And I'm a grown-ass man saying that. Like, you didn't need all that surgery, bro. Like we look like people. Like, I'm a good-looking motherfucker. Yeah. I don't need surgery. I'm just saying, like, whatever your looks is given with. But we're not going to have that conversation either. We're not going to talk about that shit. You know, so from homeless to headlining the Super Bowl in less than a decade, I honestly respect The Weeknd more than I did before that halftime show, and that's amazing to see. Like, I honestly, like, wish a journey, like, well, not wish a journey, but, like, that ambition, that drive, that dedication, like, love seeing that shit. Love seeing that. It's so amazing to see when it's real and it can really do something. It really happens. Like, it motivates me to get my shit in gear and go hop on mine more and be out there and just to show that you can do it. Like, once you really put your grind to it and you really put your nose to it and you really go, you can do that shit. Regardless of what they say, regardless of if they believe or not. Because you know for a fact there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to be hating on you. Bad thing is, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to hit somebody with this next statement. Watch this. Bad thing is, your greatest hater could be sitting in the same room with you. Your greatest hater could be listening to this podcast with you. Your greatest hater could be in the next room over. Your greatest hater could be closer than you could ever imagine. You don't think about that too much, do you? I know we all get so comfortable in life, and we all get so comfortable in the things that we do, and I'm not saying that they are. I'm not trying to put no thoughts in nobody's head or nothing like that. I'm just trying to keep it real with you. I'm trying to make sure you have a full picture painted and not a half a picture. Right? That's just me. So it's like, here we are on this King's Day, this Merry King's Day, this Merry Valentine's Day, call it what you want. And what you don't realize is that for the king that you may be, and I'm talking to the men this time. I'll talk to the men right now. I'll go to the women in a second. Because women, I'm not... Y'all are in this too. Don't think you're not. So we come to this King's Day. And I know kings, a lot of y'all think about y'all queens on King's Day and on Valentine's Day. And you make the right quote-unquote moves. And you do the right things. And you get the flowers and the chocolates and the teddy bears. And you make the reservations. And you go on dates. And you get the rose petals. And you get everything you need that she needs for this Valentine's Day. And then you come get with her or whatever, and it's attitude. You come talk to her or whatever, and she's not really appreciative of the things you do. She, ew. You know, I don't like chocolate. What do you got these roses for? Cut these candles. What are these lights at? For what? Get your dumb ass out of here. Like, those sweet things that you do, those things that you do to show that you love them, unappreciated. Met with no love, no understanding. But sometimes in being a quote unquote a good man, or being a man sometimes, quote unquote, you bite that bullet. You don't just release how that shit makes you feel. Nah, you bite that bullet, you hold it in, you keep pushing, you keep doing your thing, you keep working. Not realizing that shit can be draining. That shit can be just in your chest. That shit hurts you. But you act like it didn't. And you just let it eat away at you for a while. You don't say shit. Not saying shit is the key. Like, and you don't say shit, and it will eat you. It will eat you alive. And then shit will continue to happen, and it'll build, and it'll build, and it'll build till it manifests into something not pretty. And King's Day is out the window for next year. Like, Valentine's Day isn't even a thought. Y'all ain't even together. Everything goes south or whatever. Like, my advice to the kings on King's Day: use your words. Simple. Use your words. And be able to explain your words and the meaning behind them. Have meaning behind them. Believe it. If you say some shit that you quote unquote mean and you don't believe it, then you don't mean it, you don't believe it. How's somebody gonna listen to you when you don't even believe it? Telling you, don't just sit there and stand for that hate and that disappreciative and that uncaring and that, you know, all the words that I'm using. Don't just stay for this messed up, effed up situation. You gotta understand, sometimes the key to your happiness might be walking out, might be leaving. The key to your happiness might be biting that bullet. Let me tell you something. If you come in the house every day and somebody shoots you in the arm so much that you get used to it, that now you need to be shot in the arm every day just to feel like it's an okay day. And some people do get in this rut, this mental process. Would you continue to let somebody else shoot you in the arm, or would you just shoot yourself? In all honesty, if I get that addiction to being shot in the arm, I think I'll take the pistol to my own arm. I don't need you around no more. In fact, I need to solve this issue, because shooting myself in the arm ain't healthy for me, the arm, nothing. So don't stand for that shit. Now, to that, I can transition over to the queens. On this King's Day to the queens, I say this. If I could pass off any advice whatsoever, Lord have mercy, I got a lot of... it's kind of like trying to pick one after a while. It's like when you're trying to scroll through Facebook trying to find the right video to show your homeboy. Like, I'm scrolling, I'm scrolling through a lot of thoughts to tell the queens, because the queens have a lot of advice. I think the most important advice I can give is stop all that toxic shit. Man, listen. I heard Cardi B say on If It's Up, Then It's Stuck, and you heard the Joan Blass in the background just now. Please do not argue with your nigga just for the sake of arguing with your nigga. No. Niggas do not love a toxic female. In fact, it's the quickest way to get you up out my face. I don't want you around. If you can't supply me peace, if you can't just be around me and chill, get out my face. Like, if you just bring it, if you just gonna bring me problems, if all you do is bring me problems, why should I just stay around for you to bring me problems? Let me ask you something that I bet you never had to think about. Your friends, your homeboys, the people around you, your homegirls, whatever, do you chill with people in your circle that you don't like? No. So why should I chill with a female that I don't like? Do not argue with your nigga. Like, if you, I can't say don't argue with your nigga. Like, if you have, like, valid points. I'm not a nigga that's going to say, yo, all your points are not valid. If you have valid points and you have to get them across, get them across. But don't just argue with your nigga for the sake of, ooh, I need a spicy moment. Ooh, things are boring right now. Ooh, I want to spice it up. Nah, quickest way to get you up out my face. I promise you that. Try looking out for me, not trying to take me out. You feel me? When you look out for me, that makes me more apropos to look out for you. You don't think like that. I know. I don't look out for no nigga for it. It's a lot of disconnects going on in this generation and this thought process, man. I see it every day. I see it every day. I hear about it every day. Even when it comes to the dishonesty and the people not telling their spouses or not telling their, you know, their significant other any of the truth or anything like that. Like, nah, man. Open y'all mouths. Use y'all words. Use your words. Fellas, you got to use your head. Listen, females going to always be assholes. That's just what, I haven't met one female in my life that's not an asshole. And that continues to be true to this day. To this day. Bro, it don't stop. It don't change. So stop letting your guard down. You gotta understand the bullshit and the attitude and the sometimes the nonsense that women be talking about is the bullshit and the attitude and the nonsense that they know that they bring to the table, and they know when they bring it to the table. It's up to you to know when they're bringing it to the table, and then to go, hey, hey, hey. Not at my table right now. But I'm looked at crazy when I say something like that. But it's facts. And the fact that y'all can't uphold y'all own table rules. If you can't uphold your table rules, why should I even believe your table manners? I never had to think about it like that before, have you? Listen, from King's Day on out, we all gonna get better. We all gotta take that step into being better. Myself included. I'm not just talking to y'all. We all have to take that true step into being true kings and queens. We all have to take that step into being what this giant fantasy, quote unquote, is all about. Hell, to tell you the truth, the first step is just trying to be honest. I still have people to this day who can't stand my honesty. I have people to this day who tell me, hey Vince, you can't be honest with everybody. If you do be honest with everybody, you know you're gonna end up at the end of the day alone. I still have people who tell me to this day, hey Vince, you know what comes from lies? Beautiful moments come from lies. Hey bro, lie. Stop all that truth shit. They don't need to know everything. They don't need to know that. They don't need to lie. I can honestly tell y'all, no. Not. I'll never say lie. As hard as the truth may be, is as hard as the truth that you have set up for it to be. But don't lie. Can you tell the truth? Can you bite that bullet? Let's say all them lies crumble, all them lies fall. You forget one of them lies. The tower falls. Do you want to feel the pain of being crushed under that tower? Or would you just rather build properly? No one thinks about that. No one really has the merit to really be alone either anymore. Maybe I'm just different. Maybe I'm the one that can bite the bullet. I'll tell you the truth. Even if the truth might have you about my face. Even if I really like you and I really want you to be there. I'm going to still tell you the truth. If you leave because of it, so be it. But it's the truth. I don't have to look back on what I told you and go, did I tell you right? What did I tell you? Nope. Tell you the truth, I might forget the situation because I know I told you the truth. Not worried about it. You can go back and check my facts, Jack. There's a lot of people that sit there and look over their shoulder paranoid to this day. Because they don't tell the truth. I don't like that feeling. I don't like that action. I'd much rather tell you the truth. So that way, if you confront me about the truth, you know what we're talking about? Real shit. But no. Lie, they say. On this King's Day to you all, my advice to you would be to try to practice some honesty. Whether it be with yourself, whether it be with your family, whether it be with whoever. It might be with your job, might be with your boss. I'm not saying practice aggression with your honesty, just practice honesty. If you can deliver bad news honestly in a calming fashion, like even some straight up shit that you need to say and get off your chest, you don't have to be angry or forceful to say it. Practice honesty. It ain't gonna be easy. But it's like, would you rather have the world punch you in the face and have the punch come from nowhere, and you probably set the punch up because you probably lied about something, so you probably set yourself up for this punch? Or would you rather tell the truth and just punch yourself? Me personally, I'm going to get my work out the way type way. I'm going to get my work out the way type person. Like, if the work is me punching myself, I'm going to just punch myself and get myself out the way. Once I get up, I'm going to dust myself back off. I'm going to rearrange my jaw, and we're going to keep pushing and moving forward. I'm not going to set myself up for the world to hit me. It's not smart. Even if I'm alone and I'm the only nigga hitting my goddamn self, I'll hit my goddamn self. I love you, family. I love being honest with y'all, family. That's why we can have some of the conversations that we have. Because we have built that honesty. This is why people can call me and we really have some of the conversations we have. Because we have built that honesty. This is why I like being the person that I am. Because I built that honesty. Lie for what? Tell you a lie for what? If you don't like hearing it, it's things in life that you're not gonna like hearing, but this is the truth. This is what you need to know. If you don't rock with me because of it, cool, bye. But all I got for you is the truth. I love you, family. I appreciate you tuning in and listening. We're trying to keep this consistency thing up. We're trying to get out this shooting slump. Like I said, hey man, shooters gonna shoot, bro. So if we gotta shoot to get out this shooting slump, we're gonna keep shooting. That's what we're gonna do. You feel me? I appreciate y'all, family. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back with another edition of the Vince Brown Show very, very soon. Very, very soon. I promise you that. Y'all go tune in to Vinzel on Vinyl everywhere. That's Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Vinzel. Follow me on everything at Vinzel Music. That's V-I-N-X-L Music. We going global, baby. I'll holler at y'all next time, family. Y'all, please, 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 please be safe, be careful, stay dangerous out there. I love y'all. Peace.